Today's scripture reading is Psalm 40, verses 1 through 11. I put all my hope in the Lord. He leaned down on me. He listened to my cry for help. He lifted me out of the pit of death, out of the mud and filth, and set my feet on solid rock. He steadied my legs. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise for our God. Many people will learn of this and be amazed. They will trust the Lord. Those who put their trust in the Lord, who pay no attention to the proud or those who follow lies, are truly happy. You, Lord, my God, you've done so many things. Your wonderful deeds and your plans for us, no one can compare with you. If I were to proclaim and talk about all of them, they could be too numerous to count. You don't relish sacrifices or offerings. You don't require entirely burned offerings or compensation offerings. But you have given me ears. So I said, here I come. I'm inscribed in the written scroll. I want to do your will, my God. Your instruction is deep within me. I've told the good news of your righteousness in the great assembly. I didn't hold anything back, as you well know, Lord. I didn't keep your righteousness only to myself. I declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I didn't hide your loyal love and trustworthiness from the great assembly. So now you, Lord, don't hold back any of your compensation from me. Let your loyal love and faithfulness always protect me. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. I was blessed to have my family visit from Nebraska over the holidays. My brother, sister-in-law, nieces, and my mom were here, and my son Spencer came to stay with me as well. We are all musical, but my niece Hope, who is taking a gap year between high school and college, is a violinist, and she is preparing for her college auditions. We were fortunate to have her hour-long practice sessions in the background of whatever else we were doing. And at one point, she came to the living room and said, my teacher says I need to play my audition music in front of people. So we were able to listen to her intentionally. Plus, she and her mom played some Mannheim Steamroller Christmas music as well, which was a real treat, and I'm going to give you just a snippet of that. That was not in my living room, but she did play that song in my living room. And it was, like I said, a real treat. It can be especially helpful during this time of year to listen to music. It has a way of soothing us, whether we are playing an instrument, singing, or listening. And maybe that's why Christmas music is such a favorite of so many of us, because it comes at a time of year when we need its joy. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each one of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing unto you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Although we have moved past the shortest day of the year, we still have several months of short days and less than optimum sunlight. For some of us, this results in a significant impact on our mood. Seasonal affective disorder is the name given to this malady, which can make winter feel like it will never end. We simply want to crawl into bed and read a book or watch our favorite shows until spring arrives. Sun lamps and vitamin D can help, but often those are not enough on their own. It's not just our minds that are affected, but also our spirits. As I mentioned last week, we are going to be looking at everyday activities that can become spiritual disciplines to help us in our spiritual affective disorder. These activities are not meant to be a treatment plan for clinical depression, which is real and requires a combination of medication and therapy. But there are things that are often part of our lives that we can be more intentional about during these winter months in order to help with the blahs that we often experience. Listening to music is a great way to help with the winter blues. You may have a playlist of music that you listen to, perhaps when you exercise or as you drive to work or school. I've made playlists for the summertime, for road trips, a particular mood or holiday. I made one in the spring when I was getting ready to make a big transition. I called it New Beginnings. And a friend even sent me a playlist for Epiphany a few years ago. Interestingly enough, and I think some of you out there remember these days of making mixtapes, cassette tapes in the 80s and 90s for friends or boyfriends or somebody. So they're nothing new. And even those were not a new thing because the Psalms in themselves were a playlist of Jesus' faith recorded in Scripture. The Psalms were read or sung in worship and at important community events, and their words would have been familiar to the Israelites. The Psalms express humanity's words to God, but they also are a gift from God to us. And just like the way that we may divide up music by genre, classical, jazz, pop, rock, hip-hop, rap, contemporary Christian, medieval chant, the Psalms are also categorized. There are Psalms of praise and thanksgiving, Psalms of lament, royal psalms, entrance liturgies like a processional, wisdom psalms, prophetic declaration, and psalms of confidence and trust. Our psalm for today, Psalm 40, is introduced in most Bibles with the phrase, to the lead player, meaning it was most definitely sung. It is a hybrid psalm of praise and thanksgiving, as well as one of lament. As the songbook of our scriptures, they are helpful in so many situations. They bring healing, as well as help us to realize that we are not alone in how we feel. Anger, disappointment, sadness, desperation, gratitude, and joy can be found in these sacred texts. This psalm in particular validates the mixed feelings that we may experience throughout our life. Feeling down about something while at the same time feeling grateful for what God has provided for us. The gratitude in these sacred texts is something we can grab a hold of in the midst of whatever pain we may be feeling. The psalmist gives thanks to God for pulling him or her out of the desolate pit, a place of darkness and fear. And he also gives thanks for the song that God provides after the rescue, a song of thanks. God has given us the gift of music, and God's presence is made known to us through music, whatever genre resonates with us. Our opening song this morning will be used weekly throughout this series, written by Michael W. Smith and Amy Grant. It is a positive and reflective peace that feeds our souls. And it reminds us that God's word is a light for us, guiding us when we feel lost, afraid, or alone. Many of our hymns are based on scriptures, and we all have our favorites that provide us with comfort, strength, and joy. It is well with my soul and Blessed Assurance are hymns that do that for me. And when I think about music that always makes me feel good, music that I listen to when I'm blue, I think of songs like Happy by Pharrell Williams, Dancing Queen by ABBA, Closer to Fine by the Indigo Girls, We Got the Beat by the Go-Go's, In the Groove by Madonna, Raspberry Beret by Prince, and It's a Beautiful Day by U2, just to name a few. I ask this at the other two services as well. What would you name as a song that you listen to that always makes you feel good? Celebration. Here Comes the Sun. Born This Way. What else? Anybody? Let It Go from Frozen. Yes. Love Shack. That's a great one. Yes. Yes. Anything by the B-52s, right? Sometimes, though, it's not just listening to music that lifts our spirits, but making it. Singing together like we do in worship, singing in the shower or in a choir, playing an instrument either for your own enjoyment or with a group can be relaxing, relieve stress, and bring a lot of joy. Studies have actually shown that singing communally can generate oxytocin within us, a hormone that brings us together and helps regulate our blood pressure and lower the stress hormone cortisol. But it's not just our spirits or mood. Music can also help alleviate physical pain. It doesn't alleviate all of the pains of childbirth, but it can certainly provide a little bit of comfort in the midst of that experience. One of the things that often draws people to churches is music, which makes sense in light of all that I've just shared. It helps us feel better, it provides a way to express our feelings, and it allows us a chance to bask in its beauty. An article in Time magazine said this: when you sing, musical vibrations move through you, altering your physical and emotional landscape. Group singing, for those who have done it, is the most exhilarating and transformative of all. It takes something incredibly intimate, a sound that begins inside you, shares it with a room full of people, and it comes back as something even more thrilling, harmony. Making music together is a positive experience all around. And even if you don't feel like you have a good voice, humming along or tapping your foot, clapping or swaying can be just as invigorating and helpful. I can't imagine a life without music. It seemed like every family member on both my mom's and my dad's sides had a piano in their home. My mom taught piano lessons in our living room. She was the church organist and choir director, and my brother and I both played instruments. My dad also played the trombone and sang in the church choir. We sang at church, we sang in choir at school, my brother and I were in the band, and my mom drove me 35 miles each way, each and every week, for flute lessons and to play in a community orchestra. I spent 2 weeks every summer at Midwestern Music Camp at the University of Kansas, and in college, some of my most cherished memories are from choir tours and performances. Over the years, when I've been struggling for whatever reason, my mom will often say, "Jenny, have you been playing your flute recently?" She knows that music helps my mood in all sorts of ways. And that's probably why being a pastor has been a great fit, because music is so deeply integrated into ministry. Music also has the power to heal and to bring new life. You may be familiar with the music of the Indigo Girls. I mentioned them earlier. Emily Saliers, half of the female duo, is a United Methodist by birth. Her father, Don Saliers, is widely known in United Methodist circles as an author, a professor at Candler School of Theology in Atlanta, and I'm pretty sure he sat on the editorial committee of the United Methodist Hymnal. Emily and Don wrote a book together entitled A Song to Sing, A Life to Live. They write, "A song is a gift musicians can give to the bereaved," says Emily. "Even though the gift of music in extremity can seem to stir up the pain, it can also console, comfort, and even transform us. The Psalms of Hebrew and Christian scriptures reflect this reality. As we have noted, they voice lament in strong words, yet many also move on beyond pain to remember the past and goodness of God, to give thanks, and to return the singer to life. In the opening lines of Psalm 13, the speaker cries out to God from the pain in his soul, the sorrow to her heart. How long? Will you forget me forever? By the psalm's end, the speaker remembers having trusted God's steadfast love in the past and realizes that once again in the future, I will sing to the Lord, whose grace and care have been bountiful. Music has the power to heal. They continue, music that invites us to be honest about pain and loss can open us up and set us on the way to healing, both as individuals and within larger communities of belonging. Music is a part of who we are as human beings. It speaks to us and for us, and although it cannot cure illness or depression, it can be a tool for us on our journey through those things. In the season of Epiphany, when we seek God's light, we look for the ways that God is manifesting God's self in our lives. Music is a wonderful tool for experiencing God's light, especially in these short days when sunlight is limited. Living in Illinois was a big adjustment for me because we are on the far eastern side of the central time zone. My dad pointed out to me during my first winter here that Nebraska, where we lived, is closer to the western side of the time zone, which meant that it would stay lighter longer. Plus, there are not as many overcast days there. So I began to compensate with a sun lamp, candles, music, and more vitamin D in the winter in order to conquer the blahs of the season. So this week, think about what kinds of music brings you joy and new life. Does playing an instrument or singing, either individually or in a group, soothe your soul? When the winter blahs or depression or anxiety threaten to take hold, pull out some music or sing a favorite hymn, because God has given us this gift, and what a joy it is. It brings peace and calm to the human heart. It brings healing and hope. Thanks be to God. Amen.